In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, why are there conflicts and wars? The fourth chapter of James' epistle addresses this question. Let us listen attentively to God's word. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have. So you murder. You covet and cannot obtain. So you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. God's Word. Brothers and sisters, quarrels and fights do regularly occur between individuals, groups, and communities. Sometimes this involves serious violence. Sadly, often conflicts between nations lead to devastating wars. The Bible passage begins with the question, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? It's obviously addressed to people experiencing conflicts among themselves or with others, as most people do. Although not referring to armies, it applies to the very nature of all human conflicts, including wars between nations. The follow-up question points to the internal personal wishes or desires. James calls them warring passions. He asks, is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? He goes on to describe them as murderous, saying, you desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. This is about passionately desiring, wanting, or coveting things that are out of reach. It speaks of the violence that can be generated by human greed and selfishness. One might think of thieves who are so determined to obtain things belonging to others that they use force to get them. This happens frequently in many places. In fact, some thieves are willing to murder to get what they want. Still, this goes beyond robberies of valuables like money, jewelry, or cars. People can strongly differ over ideological views or political affiliations. Sometimes supporters of rival sports teams clash violently. Ethnic, racial, and social class differences also play a role in causing violence between people. At different junctures in history, religious fanaticism has caused a great deal of tension and at times led to wars. Brothers and sisters, even in our day, some stubbornly seek to impose their convictions on others, whether ideological, political, racial, social, or religious. In his epistle, James is not addressing peaceful disagreements, but rather deeply rooted feelings expressed in actions violating others' legitimate rights and freedoms. This can happen when members of the same family disagree on inheriting possessions. It can happen when neighbors disagree on property boundaries, or employers and employees conflict over work conditions or wages. It happens even between husband and wife when they fail to account for each other's needs and feelings. Each side insists on getting what they want in their own way, even at great cost to all. Sadly, this leads to breakdown of families and communities, even among Christian people, often resulting in a great deal of suffering for children. This impacts future generations and creates painful, long-lasting estrangements and enmity between those who are friends, family, or neighbors. When violent conflicts take place among larger groups, the losses are immensely greater. racial and tribal tensions leading to violence cost the lives of many in different parts of the world. Daily news report the shaking up of whole populations and the loss of scores of lives in social unrest and political uprisings. Each group feels exploited or unjustly treated. Some feel entitled to privileges that justify oppressing others. In history, some have assumed the right to impose their religious laws and beliefs on others. Again and again, communities, villages, towns, and even countries are devastated by religious conflicts. Thousands of lives are lost. Millions lose their homes and livelihood, becoming helpless and hopelessly destitute. Even families and communities are wiped out because they belong to a different religion or tribe. While many of today's international refugees are really economic migrants seeking easier lives and higher living standards, a significant number have escaped religious, racial, or political persecution and oppression. Sadly, even the persecutors and violent oppressors are often themselves misguided victims of manipulation by leaders who are using them to gain or maintain power and privilege. Other leaders manipulate their own people to falsely persuade them to war against other nations. Often, oppression, discrimination, exploitation, and war are deceitfully justified by short-sighted and false promises to better lives. In fact, it is all about wanting that which belongs to others, including their resources and freedoms. During the last 50 years, unjustifiable regional and proxy wars have cost the lives of millions in the greater Middle East region alone and devastated whole nations. Sizable numbers of innocent Christians and other minorities have suffered. Brothers and sisters, James's epistle profoundly points to the root of all these human problems and catastrophes. It is unbridled human selfishness and greed. It's all about self-centeredness, worship of self. It is idolatry in its worst form. This is what causes it all. James's epistle points to the irrational and unreasonable nature of it all. No lasting gains are achieved. Conflicts have never bettered the lives of the victors by oppression or injustice inflicted on the weak. This is because they still war within themselves. There is always lack of inner fulfillment or satisfaction. In the gospel, the term world represents not the physical world, but the selfish worldly spirit which focuses on promoting self at the expense of others without empathy or kindness. Love of the world is giving in to the corruptness of the mind and passions. Friendship with the world is blindness to the truth. Our text calls it enmity to God. The epistle of James continues, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Brothers and sisters, Christ, the new Adam, lived pure, humble, God-centeredness. When Pilate asked him if he was the king of the Jews, he answered, My kingdom is not of this world. Earlier, he said that he did not come to be served, but to serve and lay down his life as a ransom for many. Yes, he paid the price for the deliverance of believers from the dark and deadening spirit of the world. Christ's true followers do not follow a human religion, not a corruptible, self-asserting, self-seeking friendship of the world. Rather, they are renewed and transformed after His image. They become a new humanity shaped after Christ's self-giving love, even to undeserving and hateful enemies. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the message of the gospel. Amen.